Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're going on tour.
We're watching on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
No, the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour.
But I was doing Good Morning Britain, right? I think I told you this.
The fat one? The one about fat people having worth. What was it?
Yeah. I almost got to talk about Christmas lights with Paul Burrell.
Honestly, every segment he's on, it's like Alan Partridge has spoken it into his dictaphone. Christmas lights with Paul Burrell.
The bodyguard?
Hanukkah with Chris Eubank.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I am. I really enjoyed it. Hanukkah with Chris Eubank is now a thing a feature I want. Like, that's absolutely a feature. I won't rest till that's on the telly.
Hanukkah is an important pastime of the Jewish faith.
Now we light the candles.
Now we think having the...
I'm recently circumcised.
It's always fun to celebrate Passover.
Chris Eubank.
Chris Westbank.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if, when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and him, a big, fatter cunter.
Japanese?
No. Big, fatter, racister. What a way to start an app.
Yeah. We've been recording a couple of things today, so we're in a very giddy mood.
No, this is the first thing we've done. It's fresh and new. Show them behind the curtain.
This is the very first thing we've done. We've just got in. We're in a very giddy mood.
Yeah. And if you're in a giddy mood, why not treat yourself some tickets to our tour? Especially if you're Glaswegian, please.
Deadmentalkpod.com. You can also get merch on there and sign up to Patreon.
If you want a discount on said merch.
Yeah, you get 10% discount.
Genuinely, if you're going to buy a ticket.
I almost said the code then.
Yeah, don't fucking say that. They'll get it for free, you knobhead. No, so genuinely though, if you get the 10% off, if you're going to buy a t-shirt off us, it'll cover the cost of a month of Patreon. You essentially get it for free.
All right, Martin Lewis.
We don't talk about him. Dead to us.
We got Hattie Preston on
this episode. She's fucking class this episode, isn't
and
it?
She very quickly beds into what this podcast is all about.
Yeah,
she?
I love it when someone just immediately goes, oh, we're down here.
Oh, he is a fat cunt. Yeah. Well, let's roll with it and see where it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly what she does. It was loads of fun. This really enjoyed it. You're going to love it too. Give us some money.
Check her out on social media as well because she's rather good at comedy.
Yeah, I thought. Okay. We'll
what did you think it was?
I thought you were going to say something deeply misogynistic. I just assumed you were going to be like, because she's fucking fit.
As
we discussed in the episode.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Hot Maribel. That's who you want to follow.
Yeah. Find out in the episode who it is that should replace her.
Let's talk about rape, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
That's my little song.
You are sorry?
It's still my little song.
I know when you were singing it before, it's got in my head.
Yeah. Little catchy number. Welcome to the episode. Hi.
What an absolute segue.
A fan of segues, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, baby. This is the number one segue podcast in the north.
That's why I'm here. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Monica's Freddie doesn't like walking.
Yeah, we sort of get a mobility scooter between bits. Really? Is that how we do it?
Yeah, I mean, we are less than a minute in and we've mentioned rape. We've mentioned me being fat. We've introduced a guest. This seems about right.
Okay. So if anyone's playing the Dead Men drinking game, they are now passed out.
Did you ever play drinking games when you drunk?
I had quite a serious problem, mate, so yes.
You strike me as a drinking game kind of person.
Well, I was just a drinking kind of person. Mm. Like, what annoyed me with drinking games was when when it was like, oh, the forfeit is you drink, that annoyed me because, like, why are we trying to not drink here? Like, what are we doing?
So I'd
always be sneaking drinks in between the bits where I was meant to drink was my problem with them.
Oh, trying to lose, that's what I was doing. Yeah, and then it looked stupid.
I'll tell you what I like drinking game. I like Roxanne. Have you played
that? I'll bring to the.
So you play the song.
Roxanne, sorry. Yeah.
Every time you stop at a red light, you have to do a drink.
Well, no.
And then there's that bit in the middle, isn't it?
So someone picks Roxanne and someone picks red light.
Yeah.
And then whenever that word gets said, you have to stand up and drink.
Yeah.
And just by the end of it, it's just people just standing up and down and drinking. It just used to make me laugh every time.
Yeah.
And then probably be sick because.
Yeah, you've got to be sick at the end of a drinking game.
That's the whole rules.
You fan of any drinking games in particular?
I love, like, Ring of Fire was our big one at uni.
It's the classic, isn't it?
Classic, it's a thinking man's drinking game. That's what I always say. But I remember my worst was Arrogance.
What's Arrogance?
Arrogance was when there was a middle.
I think I played it.
Such a middle class.
I went to quite a middle class uni, so I think I played it.
Yeah. Actually, really arrogant. There was like a thing in the middle, and whenever you didn't, you poured a bit of your drink, two fingers into.
Yeah.
And I remember playing it at school.
You ended up drinking
a
pan full of shit mix.
And so they were all on the bevs and the whatever, beers and the lager and whatever. And obviously, she sat there with her like cheap Sauvignon and a game over, like absolute game over. Got it hideously wrong. And listen, this is school. That's what school was for.
You spent a lot of time in America, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is drinking culture different over there?
Yeah, so different. They can't handle it.
So they
literally can't take their drinks. So I think part of the reason they invented beer pong was just because they can't actually drink more regularly than that.
They've got to slow it down.
They've got to they can't. So I remember the first time I went, when I was living over there for the first time at college. So bear in mind, I was 21, but I'd been drinking since we were all like, six?
And then
went over there. My friend was getting DUIs. One of them was getting into the police. One of them was getting like carried home after half a bottle of wine. Yeah. Being sick down a leg.
And you're a veteran already.
Do you know what? That's mad that because I started drinking when I was 13. Right?
Yeah, I was about then.
And I drunk every week until I was like able to go to town and not get ID'd, right? And I remember when I was 18 and I was going to town and all the people who were sort of my age at school and stuff, they were absolutely fucked because they had no idea, one, what their limits were, two, how to pace themselves.
But also how to get out of the sticky situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could always get myself home.
Wherever
I am in the world, from the same as you, I think I drank most at school. I actually think my school years were my biggest drinking years. Uni was respite, really. Well,
this is it. I did all my passing out on a fucking hill when I was 14.
Yeah, Castle Grounds.
At the bottom of the hill, because it was...
No!
He actually was at the top and rolled out.
It's a kid at the bottom just grabbing his hat out of the way.
Reenacting Humpty Dumpty for the locals.
Did it next to an army barracks.
Target practice.
It'll be an easy one today, boys. Aim of that hill.
I used to get drunk at the top of the hill, right? And the hill was an old Motton Bailey castle from like the Norman times or whatever. And it was at the end of a graveyard. And no one went, because who goes up a hill at the end of a graveyard?
Yeah.
And then that's where we all used to get pissed. And we did that for years and years.
Yeah, ours was a rotation of various locations. We had about five different spots that we would just rotate between once, like, the PCSOs turned up. Mm. Like, cause we weren't ever doing anything enough to get the real police, but we'd get the sort of, like, you know, the voluntary
Dad's
police.
Yeah, the
plastic pigs turn up.
Yeah.
And, like, we knew they couldn't arrest us, so it was just a farce.
So they'd
be like, you stay here until the police come here. And we're like, no. And that was the end of the conversation. Yeah. It's just like...
We've got to go because we're giving out traffic tickets in the morning. So you wait here.
Yeah. It's unreal.
I remember getting caught a few times and watching them pour the alcohol down the drain or whatever.
Jesus.
I was like, oh.
So it was a very sad moment. Yeah, like, but yeah, I did do a lot of like irresponsible drinking in every way. Edward Cider Hands was a favourite.
Oh,
when you
two little bottles of Strongbow to each hand,
and you can't take them off till they're done. Yeah. That's just carnage because people start pissing themselves at a certain point.
Yeah, I can't wait.
What was the other one you used to play?
We did the Centurion.
The boys did that. That was a shot of beer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it starts off like you think, like, oh, this is nothing. By about 40, it's torture.
This is what I don't
understand.
It's a shot of beer every minute on the minute.
For 100 minutes.
But in your head, you're like, a shot of beer, that can't, there's no way. But how many pints is that?
It's only like four cans. So it doesn't sound a lot.
The pace is so constant and you get no respite.
A shot of beer every
minute
every
for 100
minute
minutes. It's one of those things that sounds a piece of piss.
It does sound a piece of piss.
Honestly.
It sounds like it's just a swig, innit?
Yeah.
A shot is more than a swig. It's so gassy.
Do you know what?
Out of eight of us, I was the only one who made it to the end without throwing up, and I threw up 10 minutes later.
Do you know what that probably is? Right, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking it's because people hear that a shot of beer and they go whoop like that.
And honestly, the first 40 are like that. Yeah. Like, whip, and then eventually it hits you and you just want 5 minutes without beer and you don't get it.
I bet if you just go like that and just sip like a lady for...
No, but it's a shot glass.
It's 100 of them in a row.
A shot glass.
And like a minute isn't as long as you want in between. Honestly, mate, it just gets so intense.
Really?
By the
there was a website we found when we did it. It was like 2008. And it was Father Jack from Father Ted. Yeah. And every minute he'd go, drink! And honestly, by the end of it, you're like, fucking shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's like we used to do as well. We had a run of in our town. Like my town used to be in the Guinness Book of Records for most pubs per population. Guinness. It's like a little drinky town. There's still a run of 18 pubs that's like 5 minutes from the first to the last through the town centre. And we'd do a golf course, obviously. So the rules we had were, it was half a pint in every pub. But the rule that made it horrible, it was as soon as someone finishes theirs, everyone's got to finish. So in every pub, there'd be one person who was feeling better than everyone else, who just got a bit of a second wind.
Oh,
who was like, no. You just skull it and then watch all your mates go, no! Honestly, by the end of it, there'd be like two or three of us left and we'd find people in bushes on the way home. On the way home, I fell over a wall randomly in a housing estate walking home and I landed on one of my mates who had passed out in a bush on the other side. Coincidentally, the exact same bit. I just fell over a wall, fucking landed on him. All right.
I really don't think that'd be too bad, that, because
it's another one. It's the pace. We'd do it in 2 hours. You know, like, in the words of the great Lemmy, a man who knew a thing or two about drinking.
Yeah, it's not
what you drink, it's not how much you drink, it's how quick you drink it.
That's the true philosophy for our times, I think. Okay.
I think pub crawls, as a rule, are the shittiest thing. Like, when you go one pub, one drink, next pub, one drink.
Oh, I love it.
If you're at the back of the queue, then as soon as you get to, I've got to down this pint, and then you're already at the back again. And you just
spend
the whole
back, you little bitch.
Then you just spend the whole night queuing. I just want to have a sit down and a chat. Is that too much to ask?
They
Robert?
Also weren't conducive for university to getting fingered. Do you know what I mean? Like, when, like, can you consider, like, all you're trying to do at uni is get fingered? Like, every time
you're not speaking on behalf of all of us here.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
I mean, you're speaking on behalf of me.
I was at
you
university
were trying to get
to
fingered.
Exclusively get fingered.
Any opportunity?
Exactly. And so every time you start getting like, oh, chatsy, you're onto the next pub. And you're like, oh, I'm gonna start this whole shit all over again.
But
like,
you did get very drunk and vulnerable.
That's a dream for getting fingered. Actually, university.
But I don't reckon
that's what you want. That's what you should. Storm.
What you should have done is try and get fingered in every pub.
Oh, man! That should have been the girls' camp as well.
A muff crawl.
Yeah, that's what we should have done.
Yeah, I'm sure you could make it happen.
Thank you.
Really wanted to.
I appreciate that, Rob. I think I could too.
I think it says more about, you know, drunk men than anything.
I know. I'm exquisite. Yeah. I'm exquisite. Sure, when I'm,
not, not disputing.
I have absolute game for getting fingered.
I think it'd be easier for you to get fingered in a different pub than me to go and finger a different person.
I agree. I also agree with that. I reckon unless we're on the same pub crawl and then we could just combine teams and I can make you look good.
You bring 10
mates, you bring 10 mates, I'll bring 10 mates.
If it was the other way around and it was men had to finger a different woman in every pub,
it'd take 20 years.
And 20 different postcodes.
Yeah. At some point, you'd get to like a gastro pub and you just get stuck forever. Yeah. There's just all middle class mums coming in for a chai latte.
Way more up for it, actually.
Because the twist is once one guy finishes fingering, you've all got
to go. And, and there's some absolute fuckboy in the room who just knows his game so well. No, Dan, sit down.
And what are we calling fingers? Like, are we calling just fingers in? Or do we have to completion?
Well, what you do, what you do,
there's no way I can make 18 women come in a day. No. It's not happening. My arm will fall off.
What you do is you get a pack of cards with you, and if you draw like a heart, then that's one finger.
Yeah. And then, spade is all physical business.
If you get a joke, you got to make up your own rule. Right, up to the elbow on this one.
Club, you've just got a puncher in it.
And then there's, and then,
bam!
It's a fanny thumb.
And then there's one person going, I've just got the rules for bridge here. What's.
You got to arch your back like the Exorcist.
Okay, so where are we playing?
Yeah, it's going to take a wait to play this in Didsbury tonight.
Yeah, I think this might be a difficult pitch to my missus.
No.
This isn't a Didsbury game.
No. We're going Warrington. We're playing on easy mode.
Okay.
Yeah, you can very much change the difficulty depending on location.
Okay, 100%. Yeah,
Didsbury would be very difficult. High class women.
Yeah, I mean, Preston's the tutorial.
Yeah, that's the first level when you get dropped into the game. It's like, you know, just have a play. We've made it easy for you.
All the women have already got the pants off.
Brilliant. I like Santa.
Walk in the pub, one of them just sits on your finger.
She's a square, double points.
It's going to be great, guys. Yeah. I can't wait.
So there we go. We've got a Christmas party idea.
I'm talking Christmas party.
Yeah. We're not going to that pub in your village to try with the three old ladies
in there. Oh, my God. That was the most tragic pub ever. I told him about this pub, right? It's the most tragic pub I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. And Rob was like, let's go. Let's invite everybody.
I think it was his idea. But
we're
both pushing it on each other.
We went, and I think that you might have underestimated that.
And shout out to the three people who came with us. I can't remember your names, but you were legends.
I might have, like, missold it or it being quite charming or quirky.
It was just depressing. Like, I asked for a lemonade and the guy went, he just went, I was going to have that. And then he like, poured me the lemonade. One lemonade.
I got the one lemonade.
And I was like, I was only on lemonade because I'd asked for four other soft drinks first that he didn't have. I was just like, literally anything that isn't alcohol, mate, because I don't drink anymore.
Oh my God.
And he was just like, yeah, I was going to have that. Fine.
I was going to have that.
Excuse me, this flat lemonade from the bottle of a 2 litre.
Oh, you know it's a shit pub when they're bringing out lemonade from
a when the big bottle comes out. You're in a shit.
That's £2.50, please. Fuck.
Get out of here.
How?
You stole this from Lidl. Yeah. They
sold alcohol as well that you'd never heard of before.
Yeah, I like that.
The lemonade wasn't our whites, it was Pea Blacks.
Good, yeah.
Fucking hell.
What? No, it does sound like I've mashed two racial slurs together.
It does, doesn't it? It really does.
Well, it was nice. I liked it.
Oh, right. Okay. That's how you're trying to overcorrect yourself.
It was better, if anything, than
I
the native
know that was
one.
Coming on a woke podcast.
Yeah, no, we are the ultimate snowflake podcast. It's us.
I hate those two words with a passion.
I know, I do too.
Snowflake and podcast.
Yeah.
Just snowflake and woke and all that, and just like anything like, I'm just like, all right, whatever.
I can't picture it. I can't hear the word snowflake and woke without picturing a middle-aged man just rubbing one of his nipples and being like, woke. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like...
It's just such a yada word. Yeah. It's like calling a song groovy. It's the same sort of, like, lexicon.
I don't know. I think groovy is making a comeback. I think it's making a really, like...
We can't have groovy back. We can't. It tried in the 90s. That's the thing, that the 90s is back in it.
Oh, I remember I had the groovy chick. I had the groovy chick pencil case. I remember full well groovy.
I would have guessed you had a groovy chick.
That was a popular pencil case.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Thank you.
I had the cheese and onion walk as well.
Right,
I remember that.
I had the tin one that would look like had beans all over it. You would have loved it.
Oh, I had
freaked out by
a pocket and a biro.
I didn't even have that for most of it. I was the can someone lend me a pen guy.
Yeah, high school.
I had pens for the first week. I was that kid. I was turned up, you know, you got the new stationery set. Then within a week, my compass is in a wall. I've snapped my ruler flinging rubbers at people. And I've got no equipment left.
So I used to get rid of all the stuff pissing people off. And then I used to have one pen that would just last me for the year.
I didn't even have that. But like, I was like, you know, like I had sort of quite a Bash Street Kid sort of, you know, like existence at school. I saw that
plug.
Gently.
That's who you were.
That gently Beano sort of thing. On that, actually, I just got a text off Indiclone. He messaged me to say that there's been a change in the Bash Street Kids recently. I don't know if you've seen this.
What's the Bash Street Kids?
The Bash Street Kids.
The Bash
Street,
you know, on Beano. In the Beano.
A bunch of school kids. Get them up.
Because there was like Fatty and Plug and all this. But they've renamed the characters to avoid bullying, right?
The whole point of them was bullying.
Exactly. So they all had like nicknames of taking the piss of each other. That is very different. Backstreet.
That's what I thought you meant. Backstreet, you know, Kids.
They've renamed Fatty and
Chunky.
No. Freddy.
No.
As he fuck.
I'm not even joking. Fatty is now known as Freddy, the one on the back row.
You are fucking messed.
I am genuinely not.
Oh, well, at least he's
renamed the fat bald cunt Freddy.
I can see that being like a school photo for
you. Yeah. Oh, that's me. That's the two of you. Yeah. And then that's Tom down at the front with the jumper up around his nose. On the left, that's you. Yeah. But they have genuinely renamed the fat character Freddy. So maybe they're a fan. If you're from the Beano, lovely to have you here.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that, Freddy?
I feel like, you know, when Homer Simpson has that character.
Has that idiot character, yeah.
Mr. Sparkle. SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
He changed his name to Max Power.
That's that episode, yeah.
This is huge for your career. Look, you just made the Bash Street Kids.
There you go.
It really is not huge for me.
It's huge. This will sell tour tickets like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, come and watch a Beano reunion.
we don't need Beano fans at our tour.
Brilliant plug on tour. I can't wait.
So there you go, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you ever read the Beano and shit?
I did.
I was a big fan of the Beano.
I read the Beano, my sister got the Dandy.
I was Bunty.
What the
fuck are all these things? Are you mad?
It's childhood, Freddie. It's childhood.
Yeah. I don't think I had anything like that.
Yeah, I know. You seem like someone who didn't have joy in their childhood. Yeah.
Our parents loved us. Half of Rob's did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I only got half the magazine. I got it every other week to put it together.
Rob got it, and just as we started enjoying it, someone nicked it and it went away.
Rob's got a full Beano collection, but it's only odd numbers.
I really like the Beano. It's good.
Yeah.
I think the Beano was shit, and I haven't read any of it. It just looks shit.
Did you not ever have like magazines as a kid? I started loads of those ones where it's like build a pirate ship, you're like, oh, this will be great, and then you realise it costs £3,000 if you actually do it.
The first one's £1, and then the second one's like £25.
I started a lot of those, but yeah, I always had magazines when I was a kid. Like, you know,
do you remember the Where's Wally ones where you learn about stuff?
Yeah.
You just learned about the pyramids for absolutely no good reason, but you knew about the pyramids one week, like everything about the pyramids. And then the next week it would be like a dam somewhere in Bangladesh, and you'd learn about that dam in Bangladesh.
A dam in Bangladesh.
Yeah. You just learn about stuff that you never asked for, but thank God you knew. You were like, yes, going to school, waving your Where's Wally, like,
I'd be quite pissed off if episode one was the pyramids and episode two was a dam in Bangladesh.
But that's the thing about Where's Wally, it keeps you guessing, doesn't it? It keeps you on your toes. You're like, I don't want to get only mainstream wonders of the world. I want a dam on the floodplain. No longer exists.
If there is a dam in Bangladesh, it's doing a bad job.
It is failing miserably.
It's one of the most flood prone.
How obscure do you want it?
It's actually just the yellow pages on its side.
It was cheap to make.
Yeah, it was.
How obscure do you want your wonders of the world? Do you want like the RAC building on the M6?
I think that's exactly it.
Preston Bus Station.
Best service station. Like those.
Don't you get started on Preston Bus Station.
I just fucking get over it.
What do you mean, get over it?
Preston are so proud, their little bus station.
I hate Preston bus station with a passion. I want it bulldozed to the fucking ground, and so did the council, but they accidentally got it listed instead.
Yeah.
So now it lives there forever.
It's a listed building?
Yeah.
A bus station?
Wait, it's a World Heritage Site?
Why? Brutalist architecture.
Yeah. It's classic brutalism.
It's horrible. Get up a picture of Preston bus station. Have you never seen Preston bus station?
No, that's what they called me when I was 15.
So, well, she's fucking brutal.
Brutalist.
Tell you what, she's going to complete that fingering pub record quick, isn't she? God.
I'm just waiting for I'm just waiting for it to load.
They used to call me Preston Bus Station because I stink and tramps used to stay in me.
I'm full of piss.
Which actually looks all right. I thought it was looks like an airport.
Yeah, I think you're being really unfair.
No one at any point ever questioned why a small city the size of Preston would ever need one of the biggest bus stations in the world.
Because none of you have cars.
Exactly.
You know, like, you're not affording a train, are you?
And so how are they going to get the tourists lot in if they can't get buses in? Yeah. So now they're going to get everyone.
Yeah. And none of you walk anywhere, clearly.
Yeah. Exactly. And there aren't enough hills for you all to just roll everywhere.
Do you have a bus each? Is that what it is? Yeah.
My bus service is just a two-seater mobility rascal. Yeah. Just got someone driving it for you.
Yeah. Comes down the street, it's a 234 Freddy.
Yeah, we're so lazy, we don't even want to drive our own mobility scooter. We outsource that shit.
Yeah, Freddy's is just like a Toyota pickup truck. Just gets lashed to the back.
I don't know why we started talking about Preston Bus Station.
Oh, just everyone in Preston's very proud of it, so I like shit.
Wonders of the world, innit?
Yeah, it was wonders of the world.
We also have the first ever KFC outside of... Stop laughing.
Surely Kentucky
you
was the first
one.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's no way you're the
no,
first
one. Outside of America.
It's like, you know, in Richie Rich, where he's got one in his basement, yeah, he's got a Mackey's. That's just Freddy's house with a KFC.
Right, first UK KFC. See?
Yeah, Preston.
See?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves. And the first
I mean,
Norway.
I didn't disbelieve you.
Do you think it's franchise? Do you think someone in Preston went to Kentucky and was like, I want it. I want it, and I just need you to trust me.
Yeah, we've got a bus that goes straight there.
I need you to trust me that Preston is the place to bring this.
The things that like Preston has, it's fast food, a bus station, and what are the and motorway.
And Wallace and Gromit.
A way to make you fat and two ways to get the fuck out of Preston.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And
Freddie Flintoff's from there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. What's Knaresborough got? A fucking
That's
bed race.
The keyboardist from Simply Red. He's from Knaresborough.
B.A. If you heard yourself.
Yeah. Mother Shipton, she was famous. Old Mother Shipton.
What?
Old Mother Shipton. She forecast the end of the world. If you Google Mother Shipton.
Terrible at a job, apparently.
So, like, right. So, she was an old crone who lived in a cave in Knaresborough. You can still go visit her cave, right?
Yeah.
And, like, there's the petrifying well outside her cave, which is a bit of cliff where the water drips down. If you hang something up, it gets gradually covered in stones. There's all, like, teddies that are covered in stone hanging up there. So, it's like, whoa, she's evil.
Right.
And, like, you know, there's all this stuff attributed to her that when the high bridge in Knaresborough falls down a third time, the world will end. And it fell down twice in construction, so fuck, you know. And she's, like, supposedly forecasted like horseless carriages and all this shit. Turned out all the predictions were written about 200 years after her death by some guy, and she was just a very ugly woman that was so ugly people assumed
she was the
daughter of Satan. Yeah, so they made her live in a cave.
I like that.
And if you've been to my hometown, to stand out as ugly is a hell of an effort. It's a real fucking shift. So yeah, that's Old Mother Shipton. That's one of our tourist things in Knaresborough.
That's brilliant. You should be really proud of that, Rob. Actually,
that's
huge.
Yeah.
Well,
it's much better than a fucking bus station, isn't it?
Hattie,
is there anything famous in London?
No, we're pretty quiet about it. Yeah. I think we've got the fifth KFC.
I'm taking massive exception to the fact that an ugly woman that you made live in a cave is better than a bus station.
Yeah, the fact that we could tell that one of our women was ugly, unlike Preston.
And also that they've got a cave. That's huge. Yeah. A cave?
We've got a medieval castle.
Oh,
it's a very beautiful historic town.
Preston doesn't have any ugly women.
No.
I'm staying by that.
What?
You ever been?
I mean, your mum's from Preston, isn't she?
No.
No?
Nope.
All right.
Does she live there?
From Knaresborough.
Right.
You used to live in a cave.
This was the gargoyle she predicted.
I think the ugly Preston women are just buried under the KFC. Just get them that.
Yeah, that's why it's the top of a hill. The old Mounderminger's.
The Mounderminger's.
But yeah, like I'm from a genuinely beautiful little town though, so you can't really fuck with me on that.
Yeah, I'm from a shithole.
Yeah.
But
what? What's your butt?
I don't know.
You didn't have one, did you? You were trying to have an upside to Preston. He's like, but.
I said but, and I was like,
think of a but.
I'll think of something, and nothing came.
It's one of my favourite things with Freddie. Every now and again, he'll launch into a sentence without knowing the end of it.
Risk.
Yeah.
Cerebral risk. Yeah.
One in three of my sentences, I've no idea. I've no idea where they're ending.
Where they're going.
Yeah. I just enjoy the journey. Yeah.
That's all you can do. Just enjoy the journey. Just set out, see where it takes you, where the tide takes you.
You're going to move up here, aren't you?
I'm going to move up here. I'm coming north.
Preston?
Yeah, no, I'm Preston's on the
aim
list.
Higher.
Yeah. No, when I've heard about the KFC, it's insane. It's
ye oldie
surely.
KFC.
I am moving up north. I'm going to move up here in spring.
Amazing.
Where are you moving?
Liverpool, I think, is what it's going to be. Uh-huh. I'm fucking over London. I'm over, and I know this is exactly what you want to hear, and I'm walking right into the trap. But I'm so over it. I'm so over it. It's awful. Everyone's awful. Everything's
full
awful.
Full of cunts, isn't it? Yeah.
It just is. Do you know what I think about every day? This is my way of saying I think about you every single day, Freddie. Is remember we all went out for burgers after Vauxhall, me, you, and Dan Tiernan?
Yeah.
And we went to that burger place, and that delightful man had just been flipping burgers all day, just doing minding his own business, flipping burgers. Freddie went out to order a burger and went, "Oh, cheers, mate. Yeah, how you doing?" And he went, "You're the first person all day who's asked me how I'm doing."
Yeah.
And he got free beer out of it.
Yeah.
He's delighted.
Because he knows
delighted.
He gets stuff if he asks.
But I was like, this poor fuck has been
I smell
there.
Some free chips.
This man
How's your
valuable.
Family? How are the wife and kids? ended up with a seven party burger.
But like, not only was you the first person who said, how are you? But he was moved enough by it to comment on the fact that you were the first person who said, how are you? I was like, what are we fucking doing?
It's
this
insane.
Is awful.
It feels to me like, and I lived in London for a while. I'm not one of these like northerners who like bloody London without knowing. You know, I lived there for years. Everyone in London is so stressed and angry because it's such a hard place to live.
Yeah.
You're constantly running to stay still. Mm-hmm. And there's the constant like FOMO of going like, oh, there's something good happening in the city, but I can't find it because I've been at 20 shit things.
Yeah.
And like people are always like, oh, there's so much happening. And there is. There's tons of events happening, but every one of them has five people at it. Mm. There are tons of under-attended shit things. They're either five people or it's wildly overcrowded.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
here's a hard segue away from the conversation we're having.
Speaking of which, we have a tour date in London.
We do, actually. Yeah, speaking of under-attended events in London.
It's available at deadmentalkpod.com. Yeah.
But it's my theory on why the scooter drivers drive so aggressively. I think they just want to die.
I think that. The electric scooter guys, yeah, big time. Yeah.
It's like, please run me over. Yeah. I'm sick of living here.
When I first met Hattie, it was at a gig in London.
Where you're going to do your tour.
Vauxhall Comedy Club, where we're going to do ours.
In the sex dungeon.
Hattie met one of our fans.
It was my favourite. That's when I knew I was going to love Freddie forever, because I met Freddie's fan base the same time I met Freddie, and it had all been fine. You were at first half, weren't you? And I think I was at first half, and at interval these men came over, delightful men came over to Freddie and were like, "Oh, we're here for you, Freddie. We love Freddie. We're here for you, Freddie. That's why we're here." And Freddie was like, "Oh, thanks, lads. It's really lovely of you to come down." Second half, second comic, they got kicked out for sniffing the girl's hair in front of them. Yeah. So they got kicked out because these girls stood up and they were like, "I'm sorry, we've asked him to stop, but they keep sniffing our hair." At this point, Freddie was like, and they stood up. These men stood up from sniffing hair, and like, "This is shit anyway. Freddie's the only good one on the lineup," and left. We're dragged out by the bodyguards going, Freddie.
Well, there's an important lesson to learn here. If you do come to a tour show, don't come if you're a woman.
It's not safe.
Well, they also,
condition really well beforehand and like make
badly.
A good show. Yeah, all that.
Also slagged off female comics quite a bit before he left as well.
Oh, so good. And I was like, I like this guy a lot. I like his vibe and I like what he brings.
Perverts. Rapey perverts.
He literally stood there just nodding like, good.
Rapey pervert.
Freddie Quinn's rapey pervert. Freddie Quinn's rapey pervert.
I actually
think people
have
a name for their fan base, like Lady Gaga's Little Monsters. Freddie Quinn's rapey pervert.
I think Quinny's hair sniffers is just really like, it's more shit.
Why does that sound like my backing band?
If they had been trying like grab the girls, that would have been quite like, but hair sniffing, like of all the things, it's like the most pussy creep move, and I loved it. I loved it so much. I can't tell you. I was so sad they got kicked out. just hair. And the girls were like, we have asked them to stop.
I bless the girls that they didn't like, immediately call security.
No, they didn't.
Like, could you just not?
They gave him a minute. They gave him a chance to make better choices, you know, and they didn't.
Do you know who was on stage during that time as well?
Yeah.
Mickey Overman. Right. Oh. Who is, I've only met her that one time.
Sorry. I like Mickey, yeah. I've met her a bunch of times.
Overman's not a... an alpha kind of comic. Mm-hmm. She's more of a sort of like, she's very nice sort of sitting. Yeah. And so she had no idea what to do. She was just like...
Do you mean the hair sniffing?
Well, it's not one you expect to have to deal with.
No,
it's not something you have a line ready for.
It's not
for,
a back pocket heckle, that one, is it?
It's not Freddy like someone dropping a glass. Yeah.
Happens every other week.
Yeah, it's like how Jimmy Carr has a section where people can heckle him. Freddie has a section of his show. It's like, right now, lean to the left and sniff.
Yeah, I introduce it like the cha-cha slide.
Yeah. And sniff to the right.
So
two
good.
Times. Sniff real good.
Have a little
beautiful.
Wank.
I love that.
Yeah, they were fun guys.
That's
so I assume they will be coming to our tour.
Yeah, well, they know the venue. They like the venue. So, yeah, they'll be there. They like Freddie a lot.
Yeah. The last venue I'd want to go hair sniffing in, though, because Vauxhall Comedy Club, it's great, but it's in like a gay sex club.
Dungeon. Yeah, yeah.
So it always smells vaguely of cum and bleach. Mm. So it's like...
What? Sorry, vaguely.
All right, yeah. Incredibly strongly. I was trying to be kind to this venue that's putting us on.
There's been days when I've walked in and all I could smell was cum and bleach.
Yeah.
I've done it in the summer.
That was
once.
Before you arrived. Yeah.
It's because his fans had got there earlier. Yeah.
He gets in a taxi, like, this taxi smells of cum and bleach. Oh, it's me.
Bleach.
I don't owe bleach.
It's ridiculous.
No.
There's a little bit of a scent of it from when you've been doing acid attacks on people, women who've wronged you.
Women with their hair up. Let it down.
I see your ankle.
That's not how you throw acid. Like that.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, Freddie. Please demonstrate the proper technique.
I think you douse it like a pope. Like that.
Dominus Ade.
Lush. Great. So now your fans know how to do that as well. Hair sniff and that. Your tour is going to be buck wild.
I'd go squirty bottle one.
That's not bad.
Oh, my God.
Super soaker.
A super soaker acid attack.
Yeah, yeah.
That's before amazing. You do an acid attack, you've got to be like...
Yeah, you've got to pop it up.
And then after it, you go...
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what happened to Katie Piper. Water fight, they got out of hand.
Yeah, just picked up the wrong gun.
Yeah. Do you reckon it was a water bomb?
That was the wrong one. The wrong one.
My friend poured acid on my head once.
Is that what your head's
gone? Yeah.
Is that why your face is so small?
It just shrunk it down.
Just melted the edge
like an avalanche just brought it down.
Pushed it to the centre.
Yeah, my I told you about Big C, haven't I?
Yeah, oh, well, we know all about Big C.
So
everyone knows about Big C.
He's a nice lad. He's
he's also a character from Freddie's sitcom script.
He also sounds like an imaginary friend. He's
thick as big shit, but I love him. I don't really love him, actually. I think
if you want to hear more about him, check out the episode on Patreon where we read Freddie's script Transitioning.
It's the most fun I've ever had in my life.
But anyway, he poured, he stole some...
He's trying to move on, but he wrote a sitcom script about
Yeah, because you mentioned it every episode, now I'm bored of it. He's,
yeah, they're not.
They're not. Yeah, I'm talking
about it. None of us are bored.
He poured some...
I was reading it.
I cannot believe that I have a story about someone pouring hydrochloric acid on my head that is secondary.
You should have put it in the script, mate.
Yeah.
He stole some hydrochloric acid from the science labs and then poured some on my head because he wanted to see what it would do.
And what did it do?
Just stung a bit.
Right.
They don't have like that strong acid in a school.
No.
They don't have to like melt through a table.
Yeah. They don't have Chernobyl potential. It's
for bottom set.
Just in case, we're going to lock the cupboard door. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is that some of these acid victims might be faking it.
Yeah, you just took it like a champ. Just take it like Freddie Quinn when it happens to you.
Faking disfigurement.
Absolutely. He's got a point, though. The people who have the most trouble with acid attacks are the people who were fit before, whereas you can't have struggled with that. Do you know what I mean? It can't have got that much worse.
Maybe it got better.
It's like putting them on 10 years younger, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like
the chemical peel.
It's exactly.
It's like when
made him shiny a bit.
It's like when Donetsk gets bombed again.
Yeah.
he's done.
Did you go home and your mum was like, oh, you've got a bit of definition actually today, Freddie. Looking really well for it.
I can see your cheeks. Yeah. Look at you with a fucking...
That is true. Acid attack. It's all in the before shot, isn't it? Like that's when the real.
I think the same. It's the same about missing kids as well.
Right, good ones. Yeah.
Shall we look, or are they unsexy?
Honestly,
do their parents actually want them back?
Yeah. That is just about it, though, isn't it?
It's where the Shannon Matthews family fucked up. You know, yeah. Like, they're all quite ugly, so we weren't looking that hard anyway.
She's in his uncle's house.
She's not in my pocket. Yeah.
That's why they couldn't bother kidnapping her properly as well. Yeah. So I stick her in a drawer.
And to be fair, she didn't even get found. Yeah. They just admitted
they
where
just
she was.
They got bored of hiding her and feeding her, didn't they, in another house?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's kind of excellent.
Yeah, we'll read that book at some
point. Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah. That's one for it. But like, it is kind of how it goes, you know. Yeah. Like, if it's like a pretty blonde white kid, they look for far harder.
Yeah,
you know, it's the Patrice O'Neill bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
About like, how, you know, if I ever go to sea, I'm taking a white baby on a keychain. Because otherwise, if the boat sinks, I'll just come to the edge of the water. Just go, not there. It's amazing. But yeah, it is totally true, and it still happens like that, isn't it? Like, I want to see what happens when a fugly kid goes missing.
Okay, so here's a question.
Yeah.
Whose kid do you reckon they'd search for more, mine or yours, if we both had
yours
children?
Yours would probably not have moved that far.
I was going to say, yours would be found easier.
Yeah.
Yours is hard as a kid now.
Yours is in the kitchen.
They're going to the first ever KFC in England, 100%.
Is it at the bottom of the hill?
No one's kidnapping that.
Yeah. I think my big, long baby, they'd look for much more.
No, because when you're a little baby and you're fat, that's cute, whereas nobody wants a gangly baby with glasses.
Sure.
No, you give babies glasses.
My missus is a very posh white woman, though, so that's
she'd have the weight of the media behind her. Exactly, that's the thing. Yeah, we do.
We send her out to the press conference, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
She's the Kate McCann, isn't she? Yeah.
Well, you'd be sat there and everyone would be going, I think it's the dad.
I think you've got the face. I think you've got the face whatever goes inside job.
Yeah,
inside job, 100%.
I'd be doing stuff to stoke it as well, because it'd be a laugh, innit?
You'd be
looking dead shifty. Just like sat at them, like, yeah, we're really worried about her.
But also, you'd also be plugging Dead Men Talking. Like, by the way, for those of you, just to help us through this hard time, if you want to listen to my podcast, Dead Men Talking.
No, because all that happened is people have put the clip where I said I bummed kids.
Yeah.
Or the clip.
I think actually yours, they'd leave because they'd be like, you did it.
Yeah.
Whereas Freddie, they'd be like, there's no way he can organise himself enough to pick up a kid, find a place to hide a kid, get it quiet. There's no way. No way. Yeah. No, that's too much organisation for one Freddie Quinn.
No one looks at me and thinks paedophile. No. Of course not.
Yeah.
But...
It looks like you butter babies and eat them in two slices of bread.
Oh, yeah, they might be like, the kid ran away. That's the only other thing they might give up, because the kid rightfully ran away.
No Quinn has ran in generations.
He might have got greased up and slid. That's the best.
Got the wrong bus at Preston bus station.
Fell in the deep fat fryer at KFC.
I like the idea of just bowling
popcorn
it.
Popcorn children.
Yeah. I like the idea of just bowling it out my ass.
At 10 of Rob's kids all stood up.
Really good. Really good.
Well, let's look after our children.
Extremely well.
Do you want kids, Hattie?
I do really want kids. I think that's why I'm moving up north, because I'd like lots of kids and I'd like to be able to feed them, which you can't do in London.
I don't know if you've heard anything about Liverpool.
That's why I want them. Just to call them all R. Darren and R. Charlotte and R. this. Yeah. I think it's a brilliant first name, R.
It'll cost you a fortune in North Face, though, if you have Scouse kids.
Nah, you guys are tough.
Head to toe in black North Face, the Scouse burka.
I just can't wait.
They're not usually buying it, though, are they, in Liverpool?
No, you just take it. You find it.
North Face is the Scouse burka is one of the funniest things we've ever said on this
podcast.
You know
what I mean, though? When there's kids in... They're wearing balaclava things. Like, they've got a lot of ballet and like...
The non-crimey balaclava.
Like, North Face all the way
People
down.
Think it's repressive, but actually a lot of them choose to wear it.
Sure, yeah, it's a religious thing for them.
I can't wait. Can you imagine taking a bunch of all my Scouse kids back to West London? Like, it would be just sensational.
Ah, Father, who is somewhere.
Yeah. We don't talk about him.
But yes, guys.
Done it, nailed it. Yeah. Thank you.
You're going to blend in.
Coming
so
spring,
well.
2023. You won't even notice I'm there. Yeah, I can't wait. Loads of them, all gingers. I'll be furious if they don't come out ginger. Mm-hmm. I want like my version of the Weasleys, just like right.
Even if you, even if you marry a ginger, though, it's not guaranteed. It's,
not guaranteed.
It's a recessive gene.
It is. Yeah. So I, yeah. So
I carry
to be really
the ginger
careful.
Plague in my genetics.
You do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my sister's a ging.
Yeah.
My beard is. I'm transitioning into a ginger.
Oh, you are.
Because as I go bald, like my beard is a bit ginger, but my head hair is brown. But as I go bald, the percentage that is ginger is now shifting. Yeah.
Ginger,
you know,
outlives the cockroaches. Yeah.
Brown pubes, though, so, you know, I'm still all right.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Just in case you were wondering. Yeah.
Yeah. I just bought the big reveal at the tour.
Do you know
sponsored
what else?
By Manscaped. Yeah. 10% off with DMT.
Do you know what else I like about you, Hattie?
Go on, Freddie, tell me.
You have an IMDb page, don't you?
I do have an IMDb page.
Hattie's got, if you Google Hattie Preston IMDb.
Yeah, and she's done an absolute smoke show on it, by the way. Like, those pictures are exquisite.
Oh, yeah. I honestly
didn't. Yeah.
There is nothing more misleading than a female comedian's press shots.
100%. Even my mum even has these photos in the
look
house.
Look at this. She went, is insane.
Look how fit she is. Oh, don't you want to finger her in a club?
I mean, she
don't
looks like.
Finger
she
her
looks
in
like,
a pub in Warrington.
Oh, like she could definitely get fingered by 18 men.
She could get
men.
Fingered.
Yeah. She looks like she's midway through being fingered in a club
and
in Warrington.
And she does, and she's like nonplussed.
Yeah. You look
better.
Like. You look
Tom's
like,
little fingers.
Yeah, look at her.
You look like the poster girl for Bell's palsy.
Yeah. Do you know what I do? And I said this to my agent. I was like, I don't like that picture. She's like, no, but it's just very you. I was like, shut up. I don't look anything like that.
I had a photographer recently, like doing a photo shoot, go to me, you've got a bit of a weird shaped mouth like me. I was like, do I?
Thanks.
Brilliant. Never knew that.
No.
So when I was doing Good Morning Britain, right, I think I told you this.
The fat one?
The
one about fat people having worth. What was it you went on?
I mean, he was the fat one.
This one was when I was arguing about whether or not we should be able to make fun of accents with somebody from Married at First Sight. Yeah. I know, they're being for all the big hitters.
Yeah.
I almost got to talk about Christmas lights with Paul Burrell.
Honestly, every segment he's on, it's like Alan Partridge has spoken it into his dictaphone. Christmas lights with Paul Burrell.
The bodyguard?
Hanukkah with Chris Eubank.
Shit.
It is literally like that. They just make it up as they go along.
We're discussing voucher codes with Esther Ransom.
Cleaning out the bins with a Meldestone.
One time, and I'm not even messing, they got me on with Nina Myskow to talk about how Roman Kemp can't use his washing machine.
How does he use his washing machine? Well,
he didn't know what all the drawers were for.
Freddie,
I know
you're an icon.
Thank you. Anyway, they had me on. They had me in. Are you crying?
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed it. Hanukkah with Chris Eubank is now a thing. I feature. I want. Like, that's absolutely a feature. I won't rest till that's on the telly. Yeah.
Hanukkah is an important pastime of the Jewish faith.
I really enjoy Yom Kippur.
So, they had me in and they wanted me to do my makeup. And they were like, let's get you...
Mothel tough, everybody.
Mothel tough. Mothel tough. And he actually just thought Hanukkah was a kebab and came in horribly misinformed.
And now we light the candles.
Shall we think having the...
Anyway, gets back to your makeup, Freddie. How did you do your makeup?
I'm recently circumcised.
It's always fun to celebrate Passover. Right, we need to start. So,
Chris Eubank.
Chris Westbank.
It's good. It's strong.
Well, we've got an episode title.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, they had me for Good Morning Britain and they went, let's do your makeup. And I went, I don't really. And they went, you don't have to, but you do. And I went, look, it's not really my. And they went, Sharon or whatever. And this woman came out who was had her makeup and she looked at me and she went, yeah, his head's not that shiny.
I like the idea that you went full Jack Sparrow. You're like, if I'm going to do my makeup, I'm going to fucking do my makeup. Yeah, yeah. And went there with like full eyeliner, yeah, gave yourself a lash. Yeah.
Come out as Joker.
Yeah. Did it. Did it.
So yeah, by the time this is out, the drag special might be out.
I don't think it'd be out by
now. So your IMDb, Hattie. Yeah, babe. Let's go through these. Which, because you've done, haven't you done one that was like a hit?
Well, I don't know. Hit,
by the looks of it.
Hit is strong.
Watch Dogs Legion. I played that game. It's good. Who did you play in that?
Vicious Socialite, I believe she's called. No. So big, she got a name.
Vicious Socialite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, someone came up to me at a gig recently.
I'm sure it wasn't Viscous Socialite. Just a very thick woman.
For real, someone came up to me at a gig recently and went, sorry, do you do a voice on Watch Dogs Legion? I was like, get fucked. I was like, yeah. He was like, God, if you were on Twitch, you'd have so many fans. I was like, I don't know what any of the things you just said were, but I'm fine, thank you. If it means less people like you come and talk
to me.
It'd
be a lot of the Freddy's hair sniffers.
Yeah,
those sort of fans.
Which who I love. No, The Royals was the as in, it wasn't a hit, but it was on a lot.
What was The Royals about?
The Royal Family.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But you'll be really pleased to hear this.
What do you reckon?
It was a fictional royal family made by by Americans. Americans had written in with the showrunner, etc. Made by Lionsgate and shown on E! Exclamation mark Entertainment.
Oh yeah, the big one.
The big home of cutting edge drama. Yeah. And it was as good as you would think it would be.
Mm-hmm. So they made up an entire fictional royal family.
We're saying fictional, but there were two of us gingers who played the royal cousins.
Oh, so you, what,
did you play
like...
Forgy?
Yeah.
Were you like... Yeah, yeah.
Flugini.
This is Prince Mandrew, bit of a paedophile.
Inexplicably with his manservant with him at all times, he was seven. it was terrible, absolutely terrible. But man, they threw publicity at it. It's awful. Yeah. It's fun that. It's fun to have you being a terrible actress in a terrible show with like the most publicity you've ever seen in your life built behind it. You're like, oh, I'm glad as many people as possible will see this. Yeah. My mate, actually, it was once I was living with a guy and not in a loving way because we know I don't feel love. And he knew that my favorite program in the whole wide world was Gogglebox. I love Gogglebox. Absolutely love Gogglebox. And he messaged me one night being like, babe, they're doing the Royals on Gogglebox. I'll record it. And I was like, oh my God. And then I got another message being like, actually, babe, do you know what? I'm not going to record it. Don't worry about it. And then I got another message being like, Hat, whatever you do, do not come home and watch this episode of Gogglebox. So I was like, I'm binning the TV. I'm binning the TV. The TV's gone.
Scarlett, you have
to
watch it?
So, yeah, obviously, I came out and watched it. And Scarlett Moffat, who was my favourite person in the world at the time, apparently she'd sat there and gone, they just got two horsey looking ginger girls to play the princesses.
Oh.
And me and my best mate Lydia were like, savage, but so funny.
And I mean so Scarlett Moffat as well is in a glass house throwing stones there. Sure. Because I'm not saying she's ugly, but she looks like she's from a hill in Preston.
No, but you do have a vibe of someone who might have had a pony when they're
100%. Yeah, I'm like your wife. Like I'm private school West London gal. Like I know what I am, and I take it, and all the punishment that comes with it. But man, it was awful. That show was fucking atrocious.
And you played Princess Maribel.
Yeah.
If we Google Princess Maribel the Royals, we might get to see some of her performance.
How about you, Freddie? Have you ever tried to make any bad TV?
Have you ever?
No. No, and I've certainly not acted in anything that's bad for like the Saudi royals or whatever.
Sure.
For Dubai.
For a Dubai investment bank and got paid low triple figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, 300 quid. Oh my God, is that you?
Yeah, not the hot one. Oh, you'll love this, actually. This is perfect. I quit after series one because I didn't like it. And they recast me with a supermodel, that girl on the left, an actual supermodel. And the storyline was Maribel had plastic surgery over the break and they took off her bandages in episode one and revealed a supermodel. And Twitter distinguished between the two of our performances, our breathtaking performances, uh-huh. as old Maribel and hot Maribel. And that's how Twitter were like, they, whenever they were talking about Maribel, they'd go old Maribel or hot Maribel.
It's like,
and
I was like, got fat Ronaldo and rape Ronaldo.
Because you'd want to be hot Maribel.
Yeah.
Actually, you want to be fat Ronaldo over rape Ronaldo. Actually,
fat Ronaldo's better than rape Ronaldo. I'd rather be fat than a rapist. Freddie, as someone who's both.
whole package.
Sorry for me to say, because I don't know where one stops and the other begins.
Sure. Yeah,
what do you hyphen first?
Being a fat rapist is the worst. Imagine how out of breath you'd get.
I think it's linked. I think if you have to be a rapist. You know what I mean? It's just, it's like a, you have to.
I disagree.
Yeah.
No, it's a choice.
Actually, do you know what?
I shagged
a fat once and it was brilliant.
Yeah, they're really grateful.
Really great. And I didn't know they were on the table. And I was like, this is actually, I wish I'd known this earlier. He was fantastic.
It's because there is a lot of us pushing it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you think you'll be like a bit like hurty on your chest.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at all. He was brilliant.
I've had a great time with a couple of fatties.
Yeah.
We're able to sort of shift our body weight. You see, what a lot of people don't know about fat people.
Surprisingly nimble.
Well, what a lot of people don't know about fat people is that we can control our excess fat. So what we do is when we're having sex,
plug it in.
We push it all down to the legs.
Me and Rob going to have to leave. We need to turn the cameras off.
No, get it. For the Patreon.
Film it all.
We're going to have to get a wider lens.
As long as when we're having sex, I can imagine that you're hot, Maribel.
That's all I want. Picture that bitch. Oh, God. I couldn't believe it.
Such a fucking cunt off. That's
hot
so funny.
Hot Maribel. And she is she's smoking hot. I didn't stand a fucking chance. Look at her. Look at her.
Yeah, she's fit.
She's ridiculous. That's not real. And then plug to me, oh, bloody double A's and a horsey face. Like, what are you going to do with that?
That's not a flattering picture, I would suggest.
I'll be honest with you, Rob. There aren't many flattering pictures of me. I am not one of life's photogenic people. My own mother won't really have photos of me in the house.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't photo well.
Don't photo well. Yeah. I had a teacher at drama school once tell me, she's like, I was doing through my headshots and they were all horrific. Like you said, like they're all just like adverts for Bell's palsy. And she was like, do you know what it is, Hattie? You've got such a mobile face. I can't imagine. It looks good still. I was like, this is brilliant. Thank you for
a mobile face.
I guess it just does a lot.
Yeah, I had
emotion.
The photographer earlier the other week just sort of at one point sort of like sighed under his breath, went, I'm just gonna have to like capture you when you're not thinking. Because I was like, every time he's like, do a pose, I'll be like, I can't look natural.
But this is the problem, because I'm friends
with... Never do that again, that's terrifying.
No, I liked it. That's my face in every photo.
Sniff your air.
I'm friends with so many like smoke shows. Like, I'm one of the... All my friends are blue tick people. Mm-hmm. I absolutely don't have one of those. But so I'm... You know how that Oscar... Yeah, you know that Oscar picture, like that famous Oscar picture where Ellen DeGeneres has all those famous people, and then like Lupita Nyong'o's brother Junior is also in it. Yeah. I'm like Junior... Nyong'o in all my friends' pictures, where they're like, who the fuck is that weird person on the side? Just
have you
like
not seen the Royals?
Leering. Yeah.
This is ugly. This is ugly Maribel.
Old Maribel. Old. This is flat old Maribel.
Flat old.
This is unfuckable Maribel.
Unfucky Maribel. Unbelievable.
Unfuckable Maribel.
She was. That was, yeah. It was savage.
We got one
love story in the whole series, which was a man was unconscious.
And he wanked off a horse.
Literally.
Did you rape an unconscious man?
We kind of didn't realise it while we were filming it. But yeah, the storyline was we got our rocks off on an unconscious man.
Wow.
So, thank you. Okay, feminism, wow. That is.
It's not, way.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, we can do it too.
Yeah, women can also sniff hair.
Ow!
Tom, do you have a lovely question?
No.
Okay.
We have a new feature, though.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is always concerning.
I do have lovely questions, but then I thought, Basically, there's a new thing in the Discord, which you can all join, where people can put in confessions in.
Oh, God.
And they're also putting a lot of poo stories in.
Okay, I think this is going to... like, I don't like having a confession section on our Discord, because I feel like this is going to get really dark soon.
Yeah, I think it's a safeguard issue at some point, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be maps drawn to where we can find remains.
We have to open them, please.
Would you like a normal confession or a poo confession first?
Normal.
Normal, should we go normal? Okay, let's have a look.
Well, yeah, one from the top and two from the bottom.
Right. My auntie... my
consonant and two vowels.
These are all anonymous, obviously. My auntie was put into local mental ward because after 15 years without a boyfriend, she wanted to know the feeling of being licked out again. So she smeared butter, could be margarine, we're not sure on this detail, over her vaginal area so that her dog would lick it off. She was discovered doing it by my mum, so they agreed to withdraw the details to the nurses and merely settle for being sectioned. My mum felt the need to tell me this story on Christmas Eve instead of after we'd seen my auntie. As you can imagine, I settled for jam on toast that morning instead.
I thought it was peanut butter.
Yeah.
Isn't it peanut butter that dogs go for?
That's why she got sectioned.
Mine will eat.
Stupid bitches, peanut butter. You must be mental.
You've just got a buttery fanny now, you daft cunt. What are you doing?
Like, I can't speak for every dog, but mine will literally eat a turd if I don't stop him. So I think he'll go for butter.
Don't smear that on your vagina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm stepping on naked Martin's spit.
Yeah, I imagine that peanut butter is your first one. Yeah. But
if you've not got anything around the house, if
she might be not
butter,
allergic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want a big swollen fan.
You don't want a big swollen fan.
So, to be fair, though, like 15 years without being
licked
out. I was
going to say, I don't not get it. I've gone
a
while and
I... get a hooker.
Exactly.
It's different.
Like
she knew the dog, you know.
Even if you're not gay, as a woman, getting a, you know, because I imagine finding a gigolo is like harder. I don't know. I don't imagine there's fewer of them. But just get a female sex worker. That's better than a dog.
Just get a pissed up, desperate bloke.
Yeah, like someone will eat you out. No, like,
but,
no matter who you are.
No, but. It's not.
Were you about to say, "Oh, it's about who licks you out"?
No, it isn't.
Better than
at all,
a dog.
Good God!
It's like, between that, you know, a human, gross human, or dog. I'm choosing gross human personally. But like, what I like about this is like, they're settled for being sectioned. She might have been in perfectly sound mind though. She's not. You're not necessarily insane.
Also, why are you insane for wanting to be licked out again after 15 years? Yeah, too right. Why wasn't there what was it, the Kickstarter, like a GoFundMe by her family for this? That's a good family. If they'd bundied together and got her someone to lick her out, not put her in a hospital because she got creative.
Someone's got to have a mate that plays snooker with who hasn't got laid in a while.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah,
Freddie is mine.
How much is like a rent boy though? Like 50,
I think you want gigolo rather than rent boy. I think rent boy is a child prostitute.
It is for les gays,
I thought rent
boy... It's a gay child prostitute.
I don't think it's kids.
It's not rent man. Is it?
I think gigolos are more expensive because you don't get the sex trafficking discount.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, men aren't usually sex trafficked.
I think save up, though.
Escort is what you
years
want.
To save up.
Exactly.
Pound in a jar every week, Marge.
You'll be getting licks before you know it. And also, like, just get yourself sectioned first. There'll be someone on a mental ward to lick you out.
This is where I thought it was going, and then she got on the mental ward and there was a happy ending because
lunatic will lick you out.
Someone was a dog and did it.
Getting fucking licked out by Buffalo Bill from fucking Green Mile. I bet he does a job.
Oh, I tell you.
I bet he does a job. I've seen him eat fucking space pie before.
Yeah, so you wouldn't
fuck about with that, did he?
Yeah, it's like, it's good she's a dog person, though. You wouldn't want to do this with a cat.
Cat,
with a raspy
sandpaper.
Tongue.
Yeah. That'd be like getting licked out of university again, you know, when they were just like...
I don't know what they were like, to be honest. I was the one doing the bad licking.
Sure. When it was like a fab lolly. And you were like, that's not what it is, but...
She was like, Rob, get out, get the dog in.
Bring the peanut butter.
Head to muffin pedigree chum. Surely she must have had dog food lying around the house if she's got a dog. And how did her mum find her?
Kibble.
Yeah, why did her mum find her?
Were they like hanging out? You don't do that when there's someone else in the house.
She was discovered doing it by my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
like you do it when there's no one in. That's the only time you get a dog to lick you out.
Overstepped a boundary and went into her bedroom, and that is outrageous.
I don't think she's the worst person in the story.
She was actually doing it in the kennel.
She had the do not disturb on the door. Just ignored it.
Did you not get like sex toys that feel like being licked out?
No.
Must be able to.
You must be able to.
Come on. No, there's got to be a robot tongue.
Exactly.
It has to be.
You dip it in some water or something.
Like lukewarm. I don't know.
It's a complex organ, the tongue, though, isn't it?
No, I know, but you could recreate that slippery feeling.
I thought you were saying vagina. You're like, the tongue.
No, but you could, like, put lube on a rubber tongue, you know?
A rubber
right, so what I'm thinking is, like, get, like, a deflated balloon.
A deflated balloon.
And then fill it with, I'm thinking, like, something that's kind of flattens
semolina.
It out.
Jizz?
Semolina.
Fill it with jizz. That's your guess, is it?
At the minute, it's just a used condom.
If you can manage to get hold of a balloon full of jizz, you don't have this problem, do you, Tom?
Do you know what I like about this? That's is that you three are discussing how best a woman could feel like she's getting licked out. And this is such an insight. Yeah. So carry on. Inflated, deflated balloon.
Deflated balloon full of jizz is Freddie's
right,
guess.
So no, jizz isn't mine. Jizz is Tom's.
Yeah.
I was happy with semolina.
I was suggesting like a casted like silicone tongue.
Lovely.
My,
yeah. Okay.
No, be I have a casted silicone tongue.
We had a casted silicone plunger stuck to your head the other week.
Right, I would say no, but you're DIYing it. You're not doing it. If
why?
You have, casted silicone tongue money, you have go out and
you
get a gigolo
money.
This is £20 or under this.
This is Blue Peter licking out. This is what to how to do it with
She's
what you've got
15
at home.
Years. Yeah.
So what I get, what I get is. Like an old balloon mm-hmm. with like a deflated one, and then I get like some wallpaper paste or something, mm-hmm. and then what?
You're gonna stick it to a
stick stick her labia together, so she doesn't need to after that because she can't get in there anyway. Shut up! No one can get in there anyway. Stupid bitch! It's stuck together.
Seal it shut. Put a bit of William Morris
you've
over
just
it.
Sealed my labia together, so it's not a problem anymore.
They blow up a little balloon for a celebration.
I think I'd get, Billy Bear ham.
Right,
I'd get like 10 pieces of that.
Yeah.
So like all on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then just wet it. And then just
like a pack of cards, yeah.
Sorry.
wave it like that. And then it go...
Then one of those Spanish musical instruments, like,
it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but I think it's as good as you can do.
That is not perfect. You're right, Tom. But good shout. I like that. I don't think it's perfect. What?
It needs work.
No. Also, don't do yourself down, Tom.
Tom, believe in yourself. Go home and try.
Also, added bonus: it's already a face, so you can pretend it's a real.
Oh, you're
you can make eye contact.
And that is famously what women are into: is the face on it. Yeah.
Just like peeping up.
The little Billy Bear face. Fucking hell.
Yeah,
grab
lads,
hold of his ears.
This is great.
Practice. So why don't you do that, Hattie?
Sorry, thank
this
you. Yeah.
This isn't a problem for Hattie.
Yeah, it actually is a problem for Hattie. I'm glad we're talking about this. I've gone ages. So this is perfect. I'm only a few years off this poor bitch, actually.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have to get a dog when I move here.
We will chip in to get you a gigolo
thank
before
you
have
so
to,
much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, Billy. We'll go Billy Bear ham first. And then
we'll set up a GoFundMe.
Do the discount.
For the 69p for some Billy Bear.
We don't want to spend all this money on a gigolo and then find out Billy Bear ham would have done.
Would have done, you're right.
Help old Maribel get licked out.
Also, another...
the internet's like, no thanks.
Another added bonus, at the end of the Billy Bear ham, you've got some lovely Billy Bear ham to eat.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't. You no longer have edible ham.
Well, not maybe a bit. Maybe chop the bit off.
Yeah,
chop like the mouth bit off.
Yeah, exactly.
Chop the mouth off. Eat the eyes.
Eat the eyes.
Yeah.
So your plan... It's 10 sheets of Billy Bear ham.
At least
I just
10.
Wave them at the badge.
Wet them first.
You sort of wet
mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
So you want egg and vinegar introduced to the situation.
Choose your own condiment.
And then.
I just like the little mime he does, like a woman who owns a plantation fanning herself.
Well, I do declare.
I do declare this to be the first earth-shattering orgasm of the season.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy. Fabulous.
Oh, Billy Bear.
But just buy a vibrator, innit? Like, there's amazing vibrators now that are better than tongues.
Yeah.
Just get one of them, innit?
There they are. Mm. Something about it, though.
Well, thanks for that, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to hear the poo one?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Seems like a natural conclusion.
We did have a few poo stories because I asked for him. Some of them were a bit shit. They're just people shit themselves. But this one did make me laugh.
Okay.
This is.
I mean, I've got an all-timer shitting yourself story.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I shit myself before a rap battle and then completed the rap battle with shit in my pants.
Who is this again?
Sam Gore. You can watch the footage online. You can't tell. So I literally asked, it was week 3 of the Edinburgh Festival. So I've been living off whiskey and Jägermeister and no food
Correct.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
My stomach's all over the shop, right? And I asked him to get an intro to do this rap battle. Sam's already on stage. I've already introed him. And they go, right. And against him, please welcome. And at that point, I thought, I need a fart. And I was like, I'll just squeeze one out before I go on.
You did not.
It was fucking, like, I could immediately feel the warmth when I did it, and I was like, oh no. And like, luckily, right, because I'd eaten so little and drank so much, right, it wasn't too bad. I shat a Jägermeister pate, right? Oh. So it's like a thick sludge.
Yeah.
And maybe a fistful's worth. And I just had to make the choice of what to do. And I just went on stage.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention it. I won the battle. Then I came off stage.
But you lost the war.
I lost the war. I came off stage and people were like coming up to like hug me and like shake my hand and stuff. And I was like, I'll be back in a minute. Went off to the toilet in Bannerman's in Edinburgh, which is one of the worst toilets on earth. Had to take my pants off.
Actual pants, yeah.
Take my pants off, clean myself up, pants in a little bin, and go back out commando.
I have to be honest, that for me was the thing that 8 Mile was missing as a movie, was Rabbit shitting himself.
Yeah. Had some real tension.
And having to put his boxes in the bin afterwards.
So his palms were sweaty.
Arsehole shitty? You know, that's
my mom's spaghetti was in my pants at this point. I think I must be the only person on earth who's ever won a rap battle with shitted pants. Because normally, if you shit your pants, you lose. That's like a default loss, isn't it? If you're a opponent finds out you've shat your pants, you've definitely lost.
Oh, yeah,
it's a TKO.
It's
or you go full rabbit and your final rap is, and I've shit my pants, and then you do, and everyone's like,
now say something about me, and everyone's like,
what did you just say?
We get all the other stuff, right? Yeah, sure. About your girlfriend and that. But what's in your pants right now? Jägermeister, what?
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
Really good.
I've got a great shit story as well. Yeah. So I was at a house party once with a friend of the show, Jack, who we know, who's not been on the show, but we know.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Jack? Yeah. All right, yeah.
You don't know.
I was trying to remember which Jack.
Yeah. So it was just me and him. It was only him that I knew at the house party. I didn't know anyone else. At about 4 a.m., I needed a shit real bad, right? So I went to the toilet and it was horrendous. It was like a waterfall. It was real bad. And I looked to the right and there's no toilet roll. Mm. I was like, oh, I'm in trouble here. So I messaged Jack and said, come to the toilet quick. And he came over and I went,
I need sucking off.
Mate, I need toilet. You need to
15 years.
Bring me the butter.
Bring me a dog. I was like, mate, you need to buy me something. And he went, all right. And he went off and I went, if I was him, I would just leave.
But 100%, I'm not coming back.
But he did come back. He realised how much trouble I was in. And he said, I couldn't find any toilet roll. All I could find was this. And it was A4 printing paper. wipe my ass on A4 printing paper, put it down the toilet, completely filled the toilet, went downstairs, we've got to leave right now, and left.
Did you scrunch it up a lot before you did it? Because the way to make it softer would be scrunch it up, undo it, scrunch it, undo it,
and then run it under the tap.
I wasn't thinking very clearly. It was 4 a.m. at a house party and I was worried.
Do you know that sometimes if you've got a really liquidy one, it sort of wipes itself?
It did not wipe itself.
Just smearing on to smooth paper?
Oh, yes.
You didn't crunch it at all?
No, I folded it, but it didn't really.
That's insane. You used a flat, smooth surface to wipe. You're just rubbing it in at that point.
Well, I didn't have anything else, did I, Rob?
You're rubbing it into your skin like a fucking moisturizer.
Your socks would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably would have been.
I had that once at a festival where there wasn't any toilet roll after I'd just done an awful shit in a festival portaloo. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to use my pants. And like, I was like, I don't have any other clean pants. I've still got another day of this festival. I was like, fuck. And then I had this like epiphany moment where I just went,
babes,
I'm wearing a sock. And it was honestly one of the happiest moments of my life, right? Because I'm like, fucked at this like rave on this toilet, absolutely off my bollocks. And I just went, I've got socks. And I was so happy. And I wiped my ass with my sock, threw it down in the portaloo and skipped back to my tent so happy with myself. It was genuinely one of the most joyful afternoons of my life, realising I had a sock I could wipe my ass with.
Very good. Well, we've got this one from Ryan Martin.
He's supposed to be an anonymous?
No, this one isn't, because I asked him if I could say his name. Okay. He said, yeah.
Yeah.
This is before there were confessions. Okay. Hi, lads. Loving the pod. Thanks, Ryan. On a date and on the way back... This is bad grammar, though, by the way. Sorry. On a date and on the way back from town, went for a takeaway. I think I may have undiagnosed IBS. Mm. On the walk home, I stepped off the curb and I felt a drop in my boxes. I told the girl I felt sick and went behind a phone box and thought it was just a nugget so I could reach in and remove it.
Oh, no.
I reached
one
in.
Slight point of
men
order.
Men are disgusting.
Do you have to follow along with the arrow while you're reading?
I don't have to. It just helps because it's very small font.
Okay.
I was just checking.
It's like watching someone's lips move when he's reading.
Hang about. So he thought, his initial thought was that he had dropped a singular nugget of shit.
Like a rabbit poo.
And
he'd
rather
done
try
one
and kick it out of your trouser leg, what I would do in that sense is try and move my pants so it rolls out rather than reaching in and grabbing it with hands.
Maybe push your pants down and then kind of like arch your boxes in a way that
flap
would naturally...
It
oh, do the parachute game when you were little.
Immediately think, I'll grab that with my fingers.
And just sling
that
it.
I'm hoping to put in this later.
I shall grab that solid shit that is definitely a solid...
Like it's a tennis ball.
It's an insane plan. Right.
Okay, so he's hoped he could remove it.
So I don't mean to shit on you for drawing under it.
It's
going.
Okay. It's helpful because it is quite hard. Okay. I reached in and my hand was covered in shit.
Yeah, correct.
Then I needed another shit.
Right.
I went into the phone box and had the wateriest shits ever.
Like the worst Superman.
It went all over the back of my shoes and back of my jeans. So, covered in shit, I went to the girl. I've shit myself. Do you want me to get you a taxi? She said, it'll be okay if I had a shower.
She hasn't been nicked out for ages. She hasn't been nicked out for ages. That's old Maribel.
She's down bad. Like, I really want to take this woman to the side and just be like, I don't know who you are. I don't know what's going on in your life. But you can do better.
Be better.
No matter who you are, you can do better than
this shitty
man.
Dream harder, my guy.
We're currently halfway through this story.
I know. This is what's incredible.
It's so good.
So walking back, I had to walk behind her as the wind direction. I didn't want the persistent smell of shit would really ruin the mood. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he wouldn't ruin it, mate.
He's still worried about mood?
Don't let me smell it. Look, I know he's covered in you. I can see shit all over you, but don't let me smell it. That would be
this
unsexy.
Is why I love men. He's still like, I can salvage this.
I can still pull this off.
And unreal.
Like, he stood downwind like he's hunting a deer. Don't let her smell you, it'll spook you.
Back at home, I got a towel and a bag to throw away the clothes. I undid my jeans and the watery shit spilled all over the bathroom floor.
Like he was holding it in there. Yeah,
and I spent 40 minutes doing my best to clean up as I was living in a shared house. Also, I'm partially sighted. I feel it wasn't the greatest cleanup job. Still, got my end away that night.
No! We need her. Like, this is great, but we need her response video to this. She's the greatest woman on the planet.
So
I mean, she's a trooper, but that lad, like, I have seen some great comeback stories in my time.
That's unreal.
You know, I watched a Super Bowl where the Patriots were 20 points down at halftime, came back to win, right? It was incredible. I've never seen anything like
that. Well, there's actually an added bonus bit to this story.
Uh-huh.
So he sent me that message on Patreon, and I said, that's a great story. Can we use your name, or do you want to be anonymous?
Yeah.
And he said, it's okay, you can use my name. My girlfriend is also a fan.
And it's her?
No.
Oh,
she doesn't know that story, so this is the first time she's heard that story.
I like Ryan so much.
Yeah, Ryan is a well done.
I like Ryan so much.
I want to see a picture of this dutty bitch who shagged him after she shat himself.
He must have an absolute devil dick.
Because
he's covered in shit.
He's got some chat.
No, it won't be that though, because she signed up for this before she's seen it. She is all she knows about him is he has shit himself in a phone booth, then told her he shit himself and then walked upwind so that
grabbed it with his hand. Don't forget about grabbing it with his hand.
Let's not split hairs, and he's partially sighted. There's no attractive partially sighted people. Like,
what?
Yes, there are. They just don't know that they are.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Josh Pugh's an incredibly handsome man.
Yeah, but he's
partially sighted. He's
glasses.
In the England blind football team.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. In my head, they all look like little moles.
I was about to say, well, that's not a team of lookers.
He's good.
I did that by mistake.
Hey. I think there are some attractive partially sighted people, mate. Yeah. Just like, the worst thing was he shat on his dog.
His guide dog's furious.
Google blind models. Bet you any money.
Yeah,
could not be found, told you.
Oh, there's just some blinds.
Yeah, blinds.
That is the most.
There's all the pictures of some blinds.
Go for a blind women's hockey team.
That's so funny.
Because hockey teams are usually pretty reliable sources.
Well, they've got big thighs, though.
People.
No, they haven't. It's netball you want. Hockey is big thighs.
The Dutch hockey team, trust me, I'm a big fan of all their games.
Natalie Spoot, I don't know, she doesn't look blind.
That's ice hockey, isn't
it? Yeah, she's fit.
She's an ambassador. I'm not sure if she's...
That's ice hockey,
she's
going
to be. Yeah, yeah, but that's all right.
This is who we're looking at.
We're just looking for fit blind people. We'll take whatever sport we can have.
Fine.
Yeah, she was the first one we saw. She was fit.
She was
ambassador.
Fit.
Okay.
What do you think? They've just blinded her to be an ambassador?
Yeah. You don't have to be blind to be an ambassador.
Yeah, this is all ice hockey, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a normal hockey.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're lovely looking girls.
Not all of them.
Sorry.
I mean, not all of them. Let's be real.
Yeah, but it's a sports team. It's like that band happy. You've got to have a couple in there, haven't you?
Yeah.
They've done a good job of looking at the camera.
Yeah, they have.
Let's make a noise.
Yeah, they get like a clicker.
But yeah, I think there are attractive blind people.
They really
so
are.
I think you're out of
I think
there.
The woman who shagged Ryan Martin, she was hurt in the relationship before. Like, she was really hurt, really badly hurt by someone. And then this guy was honest.
I don't think she's doing well.
No,
now.
This guy brought honesty, and she was like, "I love him. I'll do anything for an honest man."
Imagine how gutted she would be if he finished her.
Yeah. I don't think he finished anyone. That
you were talking about. You were talking about how disgusting men is. I think that this shows how
disgusting women are.
Yeah, because
I don't.
Because,
I think it shows how desperate women are.
A fully shitted blind man, and she's like, "I can change him."
Yeah, no, exactly that. But I
well, actually, he needs changing.
Just he does need like a baby. She literally lifted up his ankles. Yeah, I just think it shows what the state of single men is out there. That a man covered from his waist down in shit. She was like,
"This is still
actually,
quite a good option."
Yeah, this is good. I mean,
it really, like, incels, give your head a shake, right? This guy got laid covered in turd.
Covered in
right?
poo.
And, like, incels
poo.
Are like, women's standards are too high. If your standards can't meet the poo. Shitted man, right? The blind, shitted man who's got laid here, it's on you. It is your fault.
I also once had a guy turn around and say, took me on a date, and he said, he's like, "Can we go to Gourmet Burger Kitchen? Because I've got a 2-for-1 card." And I went, and I shagged him.
Yeah.
We don't have high standards at all.
Oh, God, yeah. GBK.
GBK. And I did it.
I know how
badly. Have you got his number?
Find it.
I know how badly I've been living in my time and still got laid. I've had, you know, I've been the classic, like, come back to my house so I can shag you on a mattress on the floor.
Yeah, do it. You take it. You absolutely take it. Yeah.
I've always been seen as unattainable by a lot of women, so.
Sure.
Yeah. There you
want,
are.
Like, I don't want him dying on top of me.
Yeah.
When I was at uni, I just remember this when you said the mattress. My mate went on a date and he didn't have a lock on his door in the halls. So we snuck into his room and stole his mattress, threw it out of the third story window onto another building so he could never get it back again.
God, boys are amazing.
He brought a girl back and he's fuming.
Just on the slats.
Yeah, he
just took her on the slats.
Just took her on the slats.
God.
Should we watch a couple of videos?
Yeah. So, Hattie, I don't know if you're aware of this section of the show.
I am aware of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is there anything in particular that, you know, say, turns your stomach, you don't like seeing? Like, Freddie's got a weird thing about baked beans. Like, I've got a phobia of injections. I can't watch that stuff. Is there anything in particular gets you?
No, actually, I'm pretty unsqueamish. I'm one of those people who watches spot popping videos.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's hardcore.
Yeah, all right. We're dealing with a real wild one here. Popping some spots.
Yeah. But like the really gross ones, like the ones out of India, those are the ones I major in.
Yeah. We always love one that's a little bit third world. Yeah. Always good. Speaking of which, actually, let's go second from the left. Oh, the other side, mate. That one. Yeah, let's start with this one. It's a little beginning.
While that's loading up, if you want to send your videos, send them via WhatsApp only to 07520644931. As always, our rules are no animals, no death, no racism, and no kids, unless it's all four, in which case, amazing. Go.
Go.
Oh, no. He's got his hands in fingers of a door.
His fingers in a car door. Oh my god, he's trapped his whole fingers in a car door.
No, that's a family punishment, that is.
Yeah,
I think it's too harsh.
I don't know. It depends what he did. I nannied for a long time. I would have killed for that option. So, I would have killed for that option. If they were like, "Hey, if he does it again, put his fingers in the car and he can slam the door," I would have loved that.
It's the
absolutely
fact that
loved that.
All stuck in there.
All stuck.
It's really brutal.
And that he ran straight off afterwards as though like he wasn't even a member of that household. He was like, "I won't come back and do that again."
I reckon they've caught him naked.
Well, sorry.
This one might be illegal to put on the Discord.
Why?
Because like it's where
no kids in it.
Yeah. It's not that. It's like what Garrett was saying about if someone gets attacked, then it's illegal. if it's a crime in it.
But also, we don't know if he was...
He seemed fine.
He did put his fingers there voluntarily.
Yeah, he did. It was...
No, he didn't seem happy about it.
Just, I think there may have been some coercion.
Okay, so I didn't want to ruin this, but that language is...
Oh, God.
Turkmenistani.
Turkmenistani.
Yeah. And I actually speak Turkmenistani.
Would you like to speak a little bit now?
Da.
What does that mean?
That's Russian,
that
means no.
Yeah, I know, it's very close.
Yeah, okay.
They share some...
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
It's like German and Austrian.
Yeah, you're
so,
right.
So, it's Spanish and Portuguese.
Yeah, you're exactly.
So I actually can understand what was being said
What was being said?
He said, I know I look terrified...
But this is actually how I get my kicks.
I really want to put my fingers in this car door and you slam it.
Yeah. Right.
And the other guy went, are you sure?
Uh-huh.
And he went, yeah. And to prove how much I'm enjoying it, once we've done it, I'm going to run away and pretend to cry.
Okay.
And the guy went, are you really sure that you want to do this? And he went, yeah. And then that was
You missed out a crucial bit. He said, think of the content.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. And then after you run over, go, don't forget to sign up for Patreon.
That is what we always say before we do something that really hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, there's video number one that may or may not make the edit. There we go. Do you want a dealer's choice here, Freddie?
Can I get the one right at the end, please?
Good.
Which end? This end?
No, the other end.
I was hoping you'd say that one.
Oh, yeah, this is fucking class, this one.
Using your smart tune.
Oh, why is that tune up the
upper arsehole?
Up the arsehole.
Well, she looks quite attractive from behind as well.
I mean,
I'm not saying it is, but that kind of looks like a hot Maribel.
It does look like a hot Maribel.
Maybe that's what she's doing now.
That's the scene I refuse to shoot. Which
sweet
is
like chocolate, is it?
Sweet like chocolate.
Smarties.
How much cocaine do you reckon there was at that party?
Oh, this is heavy coke. Yeah.
Get your ass on that.
Oh, my
good lad,
Lord.
Though, I guess.
Because he's not... Oh,
yeah,
it's
so
hexagonal. It's got sharp edges.
Oh,
and the stocking filler.
It is. It's not even the round tube. It's the hexagon. It is.
Yeah.
Why is it on him? Do you know what? I can't... Why is the shot on him at the end? It's like, you're not doing anything, my guy. You're not the star.
I mean, he's putting some effort in.
No, he is.
Must have a tired arm.
Oh. How bad he must be at pleasuring her is testament to how much she was enjoying getting smarties up her arsehole. Like, if that's a good option, if she's lying, they're like, like, what the fuck is he doing? Not doing.
I like the idea that he still gives it as a present to his kids on Christmas Day. They open it, it's just full of brown smarties. And the kid's like, what are the odds?
Or he gives smarties every Christmas, and he's like, no, throw that away. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it back into your head. Daddy needs it. Dad's going to keep it for recycling.
It's an interesting prop choice. It's not the first one I would have reached for. Just anything with sharp edges.
Yeah, that's one away.
As chocolates go.
Well, it's one away from a Toblerone, isn't it?
Toblerone is one of the all-time worst ones you could do. Naked Martin put a Toblerone up his arse, said it was very painful.
Videos that have been said, I imagine the stars of the videos would enjoy a Pringles tube.
Yeah, that's true.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Are you aware of Naked Martin, by the way? We keep referencing
him.
Oh, right. Can you go to Naked Martin's Twitter? He's done a really good one recently.
Okay.
So he's a friend of the show, Naked Martin. In fact, he's right behind you, holding up the Dead Men Talking, the best podcast. He's a real sweetheart,
Naked
Martin.
He really actually looks like a sweetheart.
He is. He's a genuinely lovely bloke. We talked to him quite a lot on Twitter. He's like
lovely.
My little online friend.
Yeah.
And he obviously...
Little online friend.
He's our little online friend,
isn't
he?
Little online friend.
Yeah, and he makes videos. Obviously, nudity is involved. That's part of what he does. And I am currently filling for time while his Twitter page loads.
I love that.
That's very slow, the internet at the minute.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Maybe it's because there's tinsel now.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Probably,
that's
mate.
Famously.
Wait,
it worked. Maybe the
internet's slow. Because there's tinsel.
Tinsel's really
near
throwing
it.
Off the Wi-Fi.
I moved the tinsel and it worked.
That's such a your mum thing, isn't it?
Just keep going. Keep going.
Oh, young Naked Martin.
Keep going. We might have
to edit
a bit of this.
He does put a lot of content out, doesn't he?
Keep going. There's one in particular I want to see.
Good lad. Is he married?
Keep going. He's got a partner.
Sure.
This one here.
Poo and cream pies and a leak up my bum.
Now, what I will say about Martin is he always delivers, right?
Okay.
I mean, just from a gastro point of view, mm-hmm. cream pies and a leak don't even go together orally.
That's not how you make a carbonara.
Well, it's not, is it? Know... You don't put leak in a carbonara. That's
I just want to know the
stupid.
Order of it. I want to know the order of how he's doing this.
Well.
Okay, good.
I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah.
You better.
Tell you what, this internet's quick now that tinsel's gone.
Tell you what. Oh, two bowls.
Two bowls, yeah.
One man, two bowls.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't.
You can.
Sorry, look in either direction. Yeah.
This is why we got two tellies.
Yeah, so you can't.
Oh, wow.
He needs two bowls, it turns out. That is a man who knows his own bowels.
And he does. And he's not. Yeah. He's practiced this. I can't bear it.
And he's hit the target both times. Both two times. Different bowls.
Look how like proud he is.
Because he does eat, to be fair, the man's a pro. This isn't the first bowl he's shit in.
Can you imagine if the neighbours can see into the garden?
I know, yeah. There's quite a lot of high hedges.
Do you imagine if that's actually one of those normal...
Oh, that's too much cream for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Hattie. Is this
somehow worse? No, I'm absolutely fine.
No! Oh! I did not expect it to go on the head.
I'm sorry, Hattie. Is this worse than your spot-popping videos?
Tell you what was mad. He got laid after this video.
Is this Ryan's dad?
Yeah.
Love for the best.
There we go. Now, I would say the leak is a bit superfluous in this video.
I was going to say, I think he's jumped the shark.
I
think he's jumped the shark.
I think this is two separate videos.
He's lubing it up with his own poo.
He's lubed it up with cream and poo.
He's going to get...
And
he's
back
gonna get
from whence it came.
No, you can get an infection if you do that.
Oh, mate.
He is.
Don't do that with your feet, Martin. That's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
I'd have preferred this than Captain Tom during the pandemic.
Do you know what I mean? This is a real national hero.
Like, we all Captain Tom did was walk. Yeah. This guy,
anyone
this
could
absolute
walk.
OAP, MVP OAP. Yeah.
He's doing all this for the Trussell Trust.
Yeah, he's going to hand that can of cream into the food bank.
He is.
Yeah. Food bank's like, we've got a can of cream and some Smarties. Oh,
really? And one leak.
One singular leak.
I love Nick.
I've had a leaky bum before.
He's unreal.
He's fucking great, isn't he?
He's so great.
Yeah, I like, he has done all sorts. He made a poo omelette. He's fried his spunk
once.
Does he
eat it?
Does he eat it?
Of course he does.
We could find the... I'm actually okay.
Let's go back to these ones.
All right, okay.
Oh, naked mutt. That's a real find.
Yeah. Oh, he is an absolute legend.
Where does he live? Is he from the north?
He's from the south. He's lived down south.
Basingstoke.
Somewhere around there,
I think
exactly in it, but yeah. Right. Can we have the woman talking to camera next to that one there? Yeah. This one, I don't know. I watched this without the sound. She talks to the camera for a bit. We might need to fast forward through it unless she's speaking English because I can't remember.
Oh, wow. We'll fast
forward. But Freddie speaks loads of languages.
So let's fast forward a bit. Go there. Keep going.
So just pause it a sec.
She's getting a pop spot.
So this is Brazilian.
Yeah, and you speak this as well, don't you?
Yeah. I do. I spent some time in Brasilia.
Yeah, good boy.
The capital.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she is saying, gosh, you're not going to believe what happens to me in a minute, but rest assured it's consensual.
Right. Yeah. Now, what's
it's
happened
all about
here,
the content. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
This is a woman. What it actually is a woman reviewing her Brazilian butt lifts. She's had the surgery on her ass, and it's safe to say it's not gone great.
Oh,
this is the woman they originally cast as Hot Maribel.
Another like 10 seconds. Go by there, yeah.
Oh, okay,
give me another 10 seconds.
Just pause it. Pause it. That's where I went wrong. She's not actually from Brazil. She's from Ecuador.
Lost in translation.
Yeah. Sure. Like, honestly,
the word for consensual is bum lifting.
Yeah. It causes a lot of problems. Yeah.
Go another like.
That's how she got into this mess.
Go another like 20 seconds, Tom. Like there.
She's really sad.
There we go.
So we're getting
here
into it now.
Here we go.
So this is a ball.
Oh my God.
Wow.
There's a hole inside of the arse.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's never going to sit down ever again.
She will never. How do you get a lift so wrong?
You're not putting Smarties up that way.
You could just get straight in. right, the question I have so many questions, which is, has she just woken up and she's on her own on her front?
Oh, no, it's rotted. That is rotted. But that's like, not infected.
What initially, like, do you reckon they did it and then the flesh rotted and then she's come back and she's been like, look, is it, she can't see it. And she's like, can you get a video of
might
it?
Might have come out of bandages or something, yeah.
Like, yeah. That is the original Hot Maribel and then they had to recast.
Like, there is, yeah, there is no chance this is like that recent because it's all rotted and manky. So basically, all the skin on her ass cheeks has just rotted away, hasn't it?
It's just like, it's exploded.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not gone well.
It's not going to go well in Brazil either. Like, of all the places,
exactly.
Like,
they're the booty capital.
They love bums.
Yeah, all about that bunda.
Like, she'd probably be okay in, like, you know, Preston, but yeah. But she, like, she'd still
move
get
to
laid.
Surrey.
Yeah,
be fine.
She'd be fine. But, like, she's not going to get away with that in Brazil, not at all.
She's going to struggle getting on a flight, though. There's a lot of sitting down on flights.
You've got to sit on a little ring cushion, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh. Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. That's an advert for, you know, not, well, ideally not getting a bum lift, but.
Sure. I mean, yeah. But, you know, you've watched a spot popping video, so I'm sure you're fine.
I'm fine with it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Spot popping. From India.
From India. From India.
Spot not the British.
They are the real ones, by the way.
So, hey, I will. Would you like to choose one, hey? Would you like
to choose? Yeah, I would like to choose one. Can we choose the one with the blue, the one to the right? That's
there
it,
we
yeah.
go. Yeah, okay, cool. Lovely stuff. Oh no!
Is it
pause this. This is so much worse than that. We should have finished on this one. This is.
Let's finish on it anyway.
Okay.
Let's finish.
This is a. This is. Right. It's a third world homemade sex change operation.
Oh no! Ah!
No, it isn't.
Well.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, God. Which way are they going? Which way are they
changing? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Wait. I can't really see. Hush, you already got blood in her hands. That's not a good sign. Just with nail scissors?
Yeah.
Just with her nail scissors?
This might be the worst cut-off cock we've ever had, and we've had a few.
And he's
Look at the blood underneath.
And he's writhing around, which means the anaesthetic isn't working super well.
No, it's like local anaesthetic. They keep jabbing him.
I mean,
like,
the person doing it has got no top on. Why?
Yeah.
True. Tom, yes. Why has she not got a top on?
That is, yeah. All right, that is actually a fairly fair point. You shouldn't be doing surgery with your tits out.
You shouldn't. You've got to at least have eight. Like, the salon have to give you a polo neck. You know, they got one of those air tags.
Pause it. But what they have done...
She's chopped her own tits off.
To be fair to them, what they have done is they've led a little blue piece of tarpaulin down.
Yeah. Sanitary.
Just to make it cleaner for him.
Yeah.
To make him feel like he's somewhere proper.
You look like you're struggling, Tom.
I really struggle.
Go on. I love it when he gets like this.
Go on, carry on.
No.
There's a lot of blood.
Wait, can I just... I can't actually see
look
his,
at her
his
hands.
Teeth. Oh, is there? Yeah.
She's not even wearing gloves.
Why? I don't know why she started with blood on her hands.
Because, like, we've not come in before the operation has begun.
So we've
I mean, she has metaphorically got blood on her hands.
Was she forever? But she has chopped her own boobs off, which is interesting.
Or added boobs. I think it might. They might also be a male female trans person.
It looks like somewhere like Thailand.
Exactly. I imagine there's probably quite a community where they just do this sort of thing because they can't afford the surgery.
This is what happens when sweatshops give their workers a false sense of confidence.
It's like, well, I can make Nike Air Max.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or health insurance. Yeah. This is actually special health insurance.
How hard can a fanny be?
Yeah. Exactly. Just a slit with a bit of wall paste.
Mate, the worst,
you want it a bit asymmetrical. Yeah. Make it look natural.
Does it feel good with this Billy Ham?
The worst thing about...
made it out of. Why's your fanny got eyes?
No, the worst thing
and
is
happy
it's got
ears.
It's got a swoosh tick. They put it on at an angle. Just above the vagina, it says just do it.
A Billy Bear humming.
Right. Oh God!
That's the end of the show.
Who is it? Has that amazing joke? There's a comedian who has an amazing joke about like someone in America about like women's rights and all the women in like the West being like, we aren't. He's like, this fucking clit sawing happening. You guys are just fine.
Yeah, I don't know if this was FGM though. I think this was voluntary.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool to see the other man though.
Yeah. MGM, is this in a casino?
Yeah.
Oh. Legend.
So, before we go, Hattie, it's been great having you on. What do you want to plug?
just I'm moving to the north to have yes. Scouse babies. So if anyone's interested in having Scouse babies with a ginger, just yell.
Also season one of The Royals.
Oh, don't watch that. It's absolute trash. Absolute yeah. unbridled.
Season two when they get
season two with Hot Maribel. Get it on your planner.
Don't watch season one, the bigger season.
Fudge yourself blind to Hot Maribel season two of The Royals.
Butter yourself up and have a lovely time.
And if you've enjoyed us, head over to the website deadmentalkpod.com, and on there you can sign up to our Patreon, and for just £3 a month you get an extra episode every single week. You get access to all the videos that we've just watched. You get access to all our extra special content, all the stuff that we make, like the live roast shows, Rob's punishment set, the sex dungeon, the wrestling special.
You've got to stop listing this shit. It drives me mental every episode.
There's also
Chekhov's gun.
So long. And we keep doing more things. You can't list all of them.
There's the merchandise on the website as well. Rob's wearing the stuff, and Tom's wearing stuff, and there's stuff that'll fit me eventually. And also, as well, there's links to social media and our live shows, because we're going on tour.
Mugs.
Billy Bear dildos. I'm going to sell them soon.
In May, we're going on tour. We've got several dates all over the country. You can find all of that shit on deadmentalkpod.com. So please do check it out. Other than that, we'll see you next week. Fuck yourselves.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.